The alleged coup in Burundi is very unfortunate. As you know, that Africa has been running away from military coup d'etats. In fact, one of the protocol which was started, which was promulgated the other day by African heads of state, one of the articles in that protocol states that a coup d'etat must not be allowed in Africa. So that is the first step. So I think for the first step, according to the legal instruments of Africa and according to what is allowed by the UN bodies, we must condemn the coup d'etat because we do not think that, or personally, I do not think that a military coup d'etat is a way of trying to sort out issues, because that will not sort out the issues. One is that Burundi is a very complex country. The historical fight between the Tutsis and the Hutus, I think, is so complex that even a military coup d'etat cannot be able to support the issue. I think that efforts must be given to the interventions by the heads of state of the East African Community, which, though, I think is coming very little and very late, because this thing has been going on for a very long time. I remember that the sitting president has basically been manipulating the situation. He, according to the Arusha Accord, he was not supposed to run for a third time. He's going there by force. He has precipitated a situation which was quite unnecessary, because it was not required of him to run at all. And so I think that although the coup is unfortunate, but the manner in which President Nkurunziza has also been going about the issue has not been quite good and has not been quite welcomed. It, I think, precipitated the situation. But generally, I do not think that the issue of a military commander taking over is going to sort out the problem.
How can these leaders that just met in Tanzania, what can they do at this moment to resolve the unrest?
Well, first of all, I think that first I must commend the chairman of the East African Community, in the sense that the first step that he took, he had gone to Burundi early and told President Nkurunziza that he cannot run. The Arusha Accord, which was signed when the president of Tanzania, Jakaya Kikwete, was a foreign affairs minister, basically dictated that there was going to be handing over power to the other parties, and then it was going to be rotational. But having said that, I think that they also reacted very little, very late. Right now, I think what they can do is call upon immediate cessation of hostility, ask the army to go back to the barracks, and possibly find an international, an East African or an African mechanism composed of very senior leaders to organize elections immediately for Burundi. But those elections, I think that these leaders must make it very clear Nkurunziza must not be among the candidates, since he's one of the people who precipitated this kind of problem. So I therefore think that the African and the East African leaders must be firm. One, they must not allow this coup to go on. But secondly, they must also not leave Burundi as it is. One of the things that for a very, very long time that East African Law Society had been doing formally was to try to bring in the issue of sorting out the political problem in Burundi. And that has been going on for a very long time. But I think the East African Community has basically turned a blind eye, because they were busy rushing with the political integration process when all indications showed that Burundi was quite unstable and something needs to be done. There was a lot of abuses of human rights that we organized meetings to go and sort out in Bujumbura. We tried as much as possible to meet key leaders there, sometimes with very little success. The judicial mechanism in Burundi is there's no clear separation of powers between the executive and the judiciary. So that you find that basically the chairman of Judicial Service Commission is the president of the country. So that if you are going to sort out the issues in Burundi, one of the things that you must do, there must be a change of that constitution. And the people of Burundi must be given a chance to change that constitution to reflect what is happening all over East Africa, where you find that there's a separation of powers between the executive, the legislature, and the judiciary.
Talking about the separation of powers, the Constitutional Court recently ruled in favor of Nkurunziza's argument that he is eligible to run for a third term.
Well, most of those constitutional appointments, and we have had a chance in the past to appear before that court. Most of those constitutional judges are appointed by Nkurunziza. And I remember one of them, the vice president actually took off and said he's not going to put his hand on such a judgment because, you see, he felt that his conscience was not going to allow him to be able to put up his hand on such a judgment. One of the things that we have fought in the past is the control of both the Constitutional Court and the Supreme Court of Burundi by the government of Burundi, so that you find that most of those guys, because you see, if you find the president is the chairman of Judicial Service Commission, the Minister for Justice is the secretary of that commission, you therefore know that the appointees that sit in that particular court are appointees of the president. So that there is no separation of powers, and I think that they were just basically endorsing what the government had decided. I don't think it was an independent decision. Because, you see, if you look at the Arusha court, it was very clear that Nkurunziza was not supposed to run for a third term. So I think that decision must be treated with a pinch of salt. It was not going to help the country. And even judges, when they make decisions, they must make a decision that really is going to help the community. There's no need to make a decision that is going to set fire in the community and expect people to honor that. Remember that after that decision, there was a lot of demonstrations and strikes along the streets of Bujumbura because people basically never agreed with that kind of decision. So this was an executive using a judicial arm of government to sanitize what it had already prepared to do, which I don't think is what should happen in the modern world and modern Africa and modern East Africa.
What about the African Union? Because last week, the African Union sent a high-powered delegation to go and ascertain the situation on the ground, meeting with stakeholders, opposition leaders, civil society groups, church groups, among other issues, including senior figures within the East African community to try to resolve this problem. What can they do at this crucial time?
I think the African Union must also come very strongly because, you see, what is then going to happen in Burundi could even be worse than what happened in Rwanda, if not checked. If this is the time that the African leaders cannot be pointing fingers at the Western powers and saying that the ICC has been meant to subjugate and control Africa. Africa leadership must come very strongly. One, they must call for calm and peace. And secondly, I think they need to speak to Pierre Nkurunziza directly and tell him, my brother, this one you cannot do. You cannot run a country that is going to basically start, that is going to go down and that is going to get burned. And thirdly, they must also speak to the military commanders that, look, go back to the barracks. This is not the time to organize a military coup. We know that the situation is very volatile because this military coup is not going to help. But one of the things that I think that there must, a step that must be taken to restore peace in Burundi is also for the international community to come in and send a peacekeeping force in Burundi to be able to restore order. Because I do not think that the military, and remember the military is composed on both people who have been some of them who have been fighting in the bush for a very, very long time. And they are loyal to different parties. so that you find that if the army commander does not have the blessings of the entire army, there is going to be a breakout of a fight. There are also militias that are moving across the border between Burundi and Congo. These ones are going to take advantage of the situation that is already volatile. So I think that one of the things that African leaders must do is to think about sending a very strong leadership delegation to Bujumbura, but also think about having a peacekeeping mission. If they are not able to do so, they should request from the help from the UN, because we cannot allow Burundi to degenerate more than what it has done. It is a small country, but it is a very progressive country. It's a country that is basically rising up, and we cannot allow it to go the way that Rwanda went in 1994.